And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. A Republican running for Georgia governor on a promise to ban DEI is having a bit of an awkward time recently. Billionaire healthcare executive Rick Jackson has pledged to scrub diversity programs from state government and, in his words, quote, criminalize reverse discrimination. Meanwhile, the nonprofit he co-founded, Go Beyond Point, spent 2021 telling companies to embed DEI into the fabric of their culture, guarantee final interview slots for women and racial minorities, and read Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist. Jackson's own healthcare company adopted those policies and watched minority hires jump from 9% to 25%. His campaign now insists he hires, quote, like the Georgia Bulldogs, only the best players. Voters in Georgia may very well want to ask which Rick Jackson is on the ballot. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the group that built a multi-million dollar industry labeling Christians and parents as hate groups, was indicted last week by a federal grand jury. The Justice Department says they secretly funneled more than $3 million to actual white supremacists, including members of the KKK, Aryan Nations, and Charlottesville Unite the Right organizers. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche put it plainly when he said the SPLC was manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose. They've been charged with 11 counts of wire fraud, false statements, and money laundering. Houston City Council walked back its sanctuary ordinance last week after Governor Greg Abbott threatened to claw back $110 million in public safety grants. The original ordinance barred local police from cooperating with ICE. The new version now says they will. And the mayor, who voted for the original, helped to rewrite it. Principal's been awfully fast and the check is on the line. And in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth Court ruled that taxpayers must now fund elective abortions through Medicaid, claiming the state's Equal Rights Amendment requires it. Researchers estimate roughly 3,700 additional abortions every year, forcing Pennsylvanians to subsidize the killing of unborn children and calling it equal rights. In Iowa, a Lutheran minister running for Congress as a Democrat is bragging from a stage about the time she officiated a wedding for two Satanists. Sarah Trone Garriott teared up, describing how the couple looked at each other. And she read 1 Corinthians 13 over them, she says, the very passage that says love does not delight in evil and rejoices with the truth. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider. We're exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.